fun fact, baby fun fact. Fun fact, baby fun fact Friday.
Friday, that's fun, and that's a fact. We'll do a fun fact Friday on the Brett Mega Show where Hannah will give a fact, I will give a fact, and then we'll go around the room, find which fact the judges find more interesting or mind-blowing. These are kind of fun ones for you to repeat to your friends and family as you're hanging out this weekend, or maybe to your teachers as back-to-school starting to happen. Like, look at all the cool stuff I know. AB, Alex, and Kevin are the judges. Hannah, you want to go first or second with your fact?
I will go first. All right. Know, I never get to play Fun Fact Friday. I'm usually a judge. So I'm really happy to be here and doing this.
Really
you know, since it's back to school week, I really wanted to focus on some school-related things. So I did a fact about crayons, some of people's favorite back-to-school tool. Did you know that Emerson Moser, a.k.a. like Mr. Crayola, worked for the company for 35 years, was colorblind?
Whoa. Oh, the guy who got crayons, colorblind. Good fact.
Invented crayons?
Not the guy who invented crayons. He worked for Crayola for 35 years, had a big part in Crayola, was colorblind.
Oh, just some random guy who worked there?
That's well, he's not Joe Schmo, but...
That's what I'm trying to get to, yeah.
I like the name, though, Emerson.
Good one.
Emerson, yeah, Emerson and colorblindness and crayons.
All right, did you guys know that Disneyland created Doritos?
What?
Yeah, probably pretty interesting, right? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so the original Doritos was created at a restaurant in Disneyland, a Casa de Fritos, in the 1960s, and then they mass distributed them because they were so delicious. Disney created Doritos when you're having some Dorito snacks this
Whoa!
Weekend. Like, these things were created at Disneyland. Who knew?
I would like to vote for Brett.
Yeah! See, these are both really good facts, but I actually don't like Doritos.
Why? What's wrong with you?
They're just fine. Like, Cheetos are better, so I gotta go with Hannah.
I do like Cheetos.
Thank
you.
The
fact that
you
don't
Doritos
like Doritos makes me not like you.
You thought those were both really good facts?
I thought they were great.
I didn't think either was really outstanding.
Okay, I want to see you never
are
have
you
a Dorito.
Kidding?
Once you eat a Dorito,
never eat a Dorito and never use a crayon ever again in your life.
Next time you eat a Dorito.
I don't ever need to use a crayon again or... Eat a Dorito. I don't know.
Well, okay, what? I watched this guy eat a Dorito and be like, yo, did you guys know they invented these at Disneyland? He'd be high this weekend.
Yeah. You said Fritos are part of that family.
Casa
too,
right? de Fritos was the restaurant.
Okay, yeah. I'm a Frito fan when it comes to like the, what do they call them? The pepper bellies. You ever had a pepper belly, Kev?
No, I've never had a pepper belly.
It's like a hot dog with some Frito, some chili,
Ooh.
And then a Fritos on top of it.
Really?
It's,
man,
the pepper
good.
Belly. My dad's colorblind also. Mm. He never worked for Crayola or created crayons, but I think the fact that those chips are Disney related, I think I'll go with that.
All right, Kevin, you're
can I vote
side.
For Alex because I like the pepper belly.
I like walking tacos. I know that one.
But since it's dealing with the food, I'll vote for you, Brett, because I like
you.
The Doritos fact too.
All right, Doritos for the win. That's a fact. Now everyone grab a bag and tell everyone, hey, the Disneyland's where they got there. They made this.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun facts, baby, fun.